When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to Jinx, your favorite podcast manhwa series from Lezen. I'm your host, Cece, and I'm so excited to dive into chapter 11 with you guys. In this episode, we see the consequences of Doc Van's dealings with the loan shark catching up to him and how his financial struggles are only getting worse. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the hottest and wildest yaoi podcast on the planet. Get ready to fan yourself because things are about to get steamy. That's right, it's time for Zeal Fujoshi, the show that's all about yaoi manga. I am Cece, your host, the ultimate Fujoshi, who's always on the hunt for the hottest and juiciest and most thrilling yaoi manga out there. I've read it all, and I'm not afraid to share my honest and unfiltered thoughts with you. From sweet and romantic love stories to spicy and steamy tales, I got you covered. My reviews are not only informative, but also hilarious. So you can expect to laugh your socks off while I spill the tea on your favorite yaoi manga. But before we start, this podcast is explicit. We'll be discussing mature themes, explicit themes, and all things that makes yaoi manga so delicious. So if you're not comfortable with that, it's probably best you tune out now. Let's get one thing clear though. Spoiler alert, I am not afraid to dish out spoilers. So if you haven't read the manga we're talking about, you might want to skip this episode. But if you're brave enough to join us, we promise to make it worth your while. If you're ready to join us on this spicy adventure, grab a cold drink and a cozy blanket and get ready to join me on this wild ride of passion, laughter, and all things yaoi. Welcome to Zeal Fujoshi. This chapter all starts with a phone call from the developers that's really informing Van that he needs to move out of his home because the demolition is in exactly 1 week. Apparently the company that's gonna demolish the neighborhood has tried to contact Van for months to inform him, and he's the last one in that neighborhood to stay. Van couldn't really answer back. We're not really told whether he got those messages or notices, but in the end, he is devastated because he doesn't have the funds to actually pay for a new apartment or any living arrangement because all of his money goes to his grandmother, and he doesn't want to leave the place where he grew up with his grandmother because the home that he is right now, no matter how filthy Jaekyung called it in chapter 10, is where all of his memories with his grandmother is. He wants to bring his grandmother back to this specific home after she gets discharged from the hospital, and leaving this home would mean leaving all of his cherished memories with his grandmother behind. As if things couldn't get any worse, the loan shark catches up to Dan while he's on his way to the apartment and brutally beats him up. The poor guy is left with bruises all over his body, and he still manages to make it to work at Jaekyung's gym. Dan tries to cover up his injuries, but we are surrounded by professional boxers, and this people knows that he didn't get those bruises from falling down. They know very damn well that those are bruises from being punched or kicked. It's not from falling down. But they didn't say anything because they don't want to meddle to someone else's affairs. They are worried though. You can see on the coach's face, the member's face, even Jae Kyung's face. He knows it's all a lie, but they just leave it be. During his therapy session, Dan asked Jae Kyung if he can get an advance on his wages to pay off the loan shark and rent a new place. Jae Kyung is furious and calls him out for getting into trouble. Well, he doesn't really know about the loan shark, but he knows he's in trouble. At this point, Jae Kyung is also probably furious that Kim Dan thinks that he's a living ATM machine that just keeps giving out money. But in the very end, he does agree to lend Dan a hand and actually gave him an advance. As a fangirl of Jinx, I can't help but feel for Dan. He's going through a lot during this time and he's trying his best to keep his head above the water. But with the constant pressure from the loan sharks and the threats of losing his home, and you know, we're all about to wonder how he's still standing. The big question is, will Dan be able to find a solution to his financial problems and keep his home? Will he be able to move on from the past and start anew? Tune in next time to find out. That's all for today's episode of Jinx. Stay tuned for the next chapter where we'll see if Doc Dan will be able to make it out of his current financial situation. Until then, keep your heads up. Attention to all yaoi manga lovers out there. Are you a talented individual with a passion for all things Fujoshi? If so, Zealed Fujoshi wants you. We're on the hunt for a team member to join our passionate and hilarious crew. If you have a knack for reviewing yaoi manga, a love for all things spicy and steamy, and a desire to share your opinion with the world, then we want to hear from you. Join our team and help us spread the Fujoshi spirit to all corners of the world. Whether you're a writer, editor, or a social media guru, we want your talent and expertise to take Zealed Fujoshi to the next level. So, if you're ready to embark on this exciting journey with us, reach out to us in the description below and let's make magic happen. Join the Zealed Fujoshi team today. Let's show the world what the Fujoshi spirit is all about. And that's a wrap. Fellow Fujoshis and Fudanshis, we hope you enjoyed this week's episode of Zealed Fujoshi, where we dished out all the hottest and juiciest yaoi manga. Remember to follow me on social media, where I share even more yaoi goodness and behind-the-scenes content. And if you're loving the manga I am reviewing, don't forget to support the author, creator, by purchasing their work and spreading the word to your fellow Fujoshis and Fudanshi friends. Thanks for tuning in, Zealed Fujoshi, and we'll catch you on the next episode. Until then, keep the Fujoshi spirit alive.